From KXCI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on the air with us. I ask them what they're working on, we talk about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Matt Huntley. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So what's new for you at the U of A? What have you been working on?
Just, you know, continuing science during a pandemic. It's definitely an experience. So I work in the Smith Lab in the College of Pharmacy, and we kind of focus on a variety of different issues related to epigenetics, which is how gene expression is regulated. One of the big mechanisms that we look at is modifications of histones. Your DNA, your genome, is physically really large, and to fit it inside the cell, it needs to be kind of wrapped up and compacted. And the DNA is physically wrapped around these proteins called histones. Changes to those histones can affect how available DNA is to actually be expressed.
Does the DNA kind of like fold itself around the protein, or does it just kind of spool around like a thread? Is there like a set pattern, or is it random?
So I would say the closest would be spooling. Some people describe it as sort of looking like a beaded necklace, where the DNA gets wrapped around these cylindrical histones, and then they kind of get wrapped around each other, and it gets clumped up really tightly. And so when you want to access the DNA to begin expressing it and make a gene product, it needs to be sort of opened up in a way where you can just get to it. The process of histones being modified and DNA sort of opening up and closing is constantly going on. It's a cycle because different things need to be going on in your cells at different times. And so when that gets thrown out of whack, that can cause a lot of diseases. A lot of cancers are driven by malfunctions in epigenetics. When something that isn't supposed to be expressed becomes available for expression, that's one way that you can end up at cancer.
How does something become available when it was previously unavailable? Like, how does that happen?
There are charge interactions going on where you think of the ends of a magnet, where if you have two positives or two negatives, they'll repel one another. That will push things away from each other and make more room for other proteins or things necessary for gene expression to get in there. So the things that are actually controlling and modulating the system are other proteins, are enzymes that are the ones modifying the histones. The histones aren't enzymatically active. Yeah, they're just wrapped in DNA. They're just hanging out.
They're like puppet masters or influencers on the outside?
Yeah. So there's other enzymes around that will sort of pull the levers on the histones. That's one way you can think about it, that they are physically, you know, close together, and other enzymes can come and pull on something or change something. And then suddenly everything relaxes, everything unwinds a little bit, and then you can start to interact.
Oh, wow. It's like the sweater song, right?
Okay. I like that.
What are your plans for the future after you graduate?
The goal is to go and get my PhD in something like molecular biology, biochemistry, pharmacology is sort of the discipline I'm working in now mostly. But I'm really interested in the molecular basis of disease, of understanding, you know, when someone's sick, what is going on inside their cells, and how can that help us make better targeted treatments for that sort of thing.
I like it. Sounds good, Matt. What about music? You ever listen to that stuff?
These days, I'm listening to a lot of primarily, I guess you'd say, alt rock and rap. Glass Animals is my favorite band. I'm listening to a lot of Haim. And then on the rap side, kind of Run the Jewels, Earth Gang, stuff like that.
Yes, RTJ. Woo, woo. We love Killer Mike around here.
I love that. That makes me so happy. But something I hear a lot of people say is that Killer Mike is your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Matt.
Thank you for having me on. It was a lot of fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.